Phone Boy Speaks, episode 762, Sling TV.
Way back in episode 28 of the podcast, I talked about how CBS was compromised, and they are the owners of CNET, which at the time was doing the Best of Show picks for the Consumer Electronics Show, and when CBS tried to change what the picks were, the editors at CNET all resigned, and that kind of stuff happens more often than not, and so. As a result of that, the Consumer Electronics Association took the rights to do the best of CES awards away from CBS and gave them to Engadget, which is, I guess, owned by I'm trying to remember who owns AOL now. It's not CBS, and so what Engadget has done in 2015 is awarded this service called Sling TV, which is another dish network. Product not the same product that was awarded Best of Show in 2013, but the same company, obviously. They got awarded Best of Show because they're offering essentially what every cord cutter wants. They want the ability to be able to buy television channels a la carte without having to buy a full cable subscription. But of course, I don't think anybody in the industry, at least the content producers, necessarily want this to succeed. The service, which I haven't tried because it's, I don't necessarily want it myself, but for $20 a month, you'll be able to get ESPN and some other channels, and you might be able to add channels for a little bit more, or a little bit less, but you don't have to spend the $70 a month on cable. Although that's about what my internet charges are, but I don't have to buy that and spend that just for channels. I can just pay for a few channels and get it. $20 a month might be reasonable. You could certainly spend that on streaming. Streaming movies or whatever. If that's your thing. If you're already paying for Netflix, why not? Somehow Dish Network, they've been trying to put out products that are very consumer friendly, despite the fact that the entertainment industry has done everything that it possibly can do to cripple these products Dish has had to make deals with the different content makers to cripple their products in various ways, and of course they're ultimately in control because they own the content. Dish is just trying to provide a service in a consumer friendly way, and despite all of that. Dish still gets Best of Show at CES. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I find it great that they're still able to do that despite all of that. And I really hope that this Sling TV thing takes off, because quite honestly, it would be nice to be able to not have to to pay $70 a month just if I wanted to watch ESPN, right? I mean, I'd like to be able to just pick and choose the channels I want. And this is the closest thing to that. And oh, by the way, it doesn't require a cable subscription. Now, of course, it doesn't have broadcast channels either. It's a whole other discussion. But the fact that they're even putting something out, according to the article, it works. I haven't seen it myself, but it's fantastic to see that this stuff is happening, and the fact that we're even having this discussion, says that I thought we'd be a little bit farther along and in time before we'd start seeing this. And this is, I don't want to say it's the beginning of the end of the traditional system, but it certainly looks that way. I mean, the fact that this is even happening now is amazing. So, hats off to Dish for trying to provide services that consumers want. Despite the entertainment industry that's trying to hold these services back. But at the end of the day, I think this is the way it's going to go. And all that's happening is that these companies are just trying to, they're being like the little boy sticking their finger in the dike or whatever, and that's leaking. It's only a matter of time before that thing blows up. And so it's great to see. I hope it's successful. As I say, I'm personally probably not going to do it myself, but maybe I might do it at some point, especially if the offering changes to a point where it makes more sense. sense, but I like that they're trying, and I like that there's now yet another option, and I certainly can't complain, about them trying, and you know, I hope for their sake it succeeds. I hope for the consumer's sake it succeeds. That's about all I can say about it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.